welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading The Sweet Porridge. Once upon a time there was a poor but pious girl who lived alone with her mother. When they had nothing left to eat, the girl went out into the forest where she met an old woman who already knew about her troubles and gave her a small pot. She instructed the girl to say to it, "Little pot, cook," for it would then make a good sweet millet porridge. And the girl was to say, "Little pot, stop," to make it stop cooking. The girl brought the pot home to her mother, and it put an end to their poverty and hunger. From then on, they ate sweet porridge as often as they liked. One day, when the little girl had gone out, the mother said, "Little pot, cook," and it began cooking. After she had eaten her fill, she wanted the pot to stop, but she had forgotten the right words. So the pot continued to cook, and the porridge ran over the rim and proceeded to fill the kitchen and the whole house, then the next house and the street, as if it wanted to feed the entire world. The situation was desperate, and nobody knew what to do. Finally, when only one house was left standing without any porridge in it, the girl returned home and merely said, "Little pot, stop." It stopped cooking, and whoever sought to go back into the town had to eat his way through. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover, off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments, or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the tales, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.